Welcome back to Total Immersion. This is the final section, and I must say that it was enjoyable creating this series. There is no video to this precisely so that you can focus on my voice, and then you can also use your imagination, similar to how reading a book works versus watching a movie. While watching a movie might be enjoyable, it strips us from the active part of using our imagination. When we're reading, we see the words on the page and we have to put the image together in our minds to create the fuller experience. And so it's my hope that utilizing my voice in this way allows you to do the same and create an experience in your mind. It's also my hope that these tips were practical, down to earth, and something that you can quickly put to use. As we end this course, I want to take you through a visualization, and this will help you to meet your future self. Ideally, once you're done with this, you'll continue to learn and peruse the writing on isuperthink.com and really see if the content connects to you. You really won't see many pictures of me. The idea is I want you to have my ideas and not to immediately connect me with those ideas and raise me up and see me as some type of guru, which I'll never use that word for myself. But I want you to connect to the ideas first, because ultimately this is about the exchange of ideas and who we become by being able to express what's in our minds, it's in our hearts and souls. Ultimately, we all seek to evolve, we all seek to grow. I haven't met anyone that purposely told me that they're trying so hard to hold themselves back, they're trying so hard to decay, to fail. We all want growth, and how we arrive at that growth will be different. Our journeys are different. But there are clues. A lot of people say success leaves clues. You'll rarely see me use that word or hear me use that word success as well. It's too relative for me. But I will talk about growth. And I will talk about education. And I will talk about progression. I will talk about evolution, because these are terms that we can all relate to, and for the most part they're universal. So I want to take you through this exercise. If you have a place that's quiet, I encourage you to find that place, have a seat, get comfortable, close your eyes, and imagine yourself climbing up a mountain. That mountain can be extremely rocky. That mountain could be easy for you for our purposes. Let's say that the mountain is easy. It's easy to climb. And you're going up one level to the next, foot by hand and by foot and hand. You're climbing up and you're climbing. It's a sunny day, so the skies are clear. Clouds barely there. You can hear the birds. You can hear the insects. Lots of trees below. And you're climbing. And you eventually reach the cliff. So you put your hand, you reach one hand up, and you grasp. It's the end of the climb. You pull yourself up and you finally get both feet onto the surface. You may feel surprised, but you've actually mountain climbed and you are actually on the top of the mountain. You look around, there isn't anything there. You look left, you look right, and then you take a daring peek over the cliff and see how vast that distance is between you up there and the ground down there. It may be so far down, you can't even see it. All you may see are just trees, bushes. Perhaps you feel amazed that you actually climbed so far up. You took the risk. And then you turn around and you happen to see someone there. Someone's actually on the mountain with you. And so you decide to walk closer. This person has their back to you. Rude, isn't it? You're the only person that's climbed up there with him or her. And that person doesn't even have the dignity to turn around and acknowledge you. So you decide to walk over. You're cautious but not fearful. You're prepared. As you reach closer, you extend your right hand. You want to touch the shoulder of this person. But before you do, before you're able to make contact, the person turns around. And guess what? That person is you. And it's not just you. It's you and some future version. Without even talking to yourself, you instantly realize that this person is more advanced. This person is smarter. This person is sharper, more confident. This person has more energy. It's healthier, more robust, more ready to take on life's challenges. You smirk, the other you smirks. And there's this quiet satisfaction you start to feel because you realize this is the vision of yourself that you've intended to achieve a long time ago. And here you are, standing on a mountain, and you're looking at the version that is your goal. So take a moment and acknowledge that that is you. Pay attention to the clothes that you're wearing, the clothes you would wear ideally, how you stand. How's your hair? Feel this. Feel that you can create your future self right now. It starts now. There is no time to wait. The first step leads to the next step, and the next, and the next. And so you extend a hand to your future self, and your future self extends the hand to you, and you shake. This is your deal. The deal is you are to become that person right now. And so with your hands still shaking, you open your eyes, come out of your visualization. You made a pact In this case, you didn't make a pact with the devil, you made a pact with yourself. A commitment to become that future you. I hope that you enjoyed this mini series and continue to browse the content at isuperthink.com. There'll be much more content like this, various forms, audio, video, and literary. I wish you well, and please feel free to sign up to the newsletter on isuperthink.com so that we can keep in touch for all new updates. Take care, and greater prosperity to you.